As youth of today, we are very rarely acknowledge and appreciate kindness. We look up to many celebrities and fail to acknowledge true role models. We take things for granted and believe that we are better than the next person, despite knowing that nothing lasts forever and that every person is fighting their own battle. My parents have taught us never to look down on any person, to always practice the sunnah of removing another person's difficulties, even if it be removing a stone from their path. Most importantly, to never expect anything in return for random acts of kindness, but to do these acts solely for the pleasure of Allah, so that we may reap the maximum benefit. As incredible role models, our parents have also taught us to appreciate kindness by practically carrying out acts of kindness towards others. Among the many acts of kindness I have witnessed my marhum dad carrying out, there are a few things that stand out for me. My dad would collect Ramadan hampers from an organization to personally go door to door and give out to the poor and needy. Their faces would light up with such joy. Dad also had a habit of giving bottles of water to beggars, whom he always had pity on, saying, "They must be so thirsty standing in the sun the whole day." The beggars were also grateful and would thank him profusely and say sincere, heartfelt prayers for him. Recently, on a few occasions, beggars came to our door asking for Dad, and they were extremely disheartened on the news that he had passed away. They related their stories about what a loving and caring man marhum Dad was, that he would give them money, water, fruit, clothing items, and speak to them with humility. He also emphasized on unity and always kept the muhabbah with friends and family. These acts would make him feel content as he simply enjoyed seeing others happy. He truly practiced the sunnah of wishing for his brother what he wished for himself. These acts of kindness have been most influential in my life. I hope to continue with these acts as Sadaqatul Jariyah and raise my marhum dad's status in Jannah. Ameen. These days we focus on being top of the social hierarchy. We put aside the valuable moments with family and friends. Most of all, we forget about the acts of kindness our parents have showered us with. From before birth until adulthood, on his deathbed, my marhum dad still took the time and energy to show us a final act of kindness by impressing upon us the importance of giving more than receiving, of receiving without forgetting, and give without remembering. To honor our parents and elders and not attach ourselves to the world. Islam encourages us to carry out acts of kindness with good intentions and without pride. Doing only for the pleasure of Allah will benefit us in this world and the hereafter. Written by Nazira Ibrahim,